Recipes. This month's recipes are from members of the Montana affiliate. Crockpot Beef Stroganoff by Dar Aldrich. Dar Aldrich moved to Billings 3 years ago when she married affiliate board member Jim Aldrich. Since that time, she's held a number of offices in the Yellowstone chapter. She likes to knit, stay in touch with friends, and read autobiographies. She started cooking at a young age and worked for a year in a small-town restaurant after high school. Now she tends towards simple recipes, and this is a tasty example. Ingredients: 2 pounds stew meat, 1 can French onion soup, 1 can cream of mushroom soup, 2 cans of mushroom halves, undrained, 1 pound noodles, any shape, 1 8-ounce carton sour cream. Method: combine first 4 ingredients and cook in a crock pot on high for 4 hours. If you wish, add the uncooked noodles with the other things so that they cook with the meat. Or you can add the noodles, cooked according to package directions and drained, and sour cream at the end and heat through. Cranberry Pumpkin Bread by Dan Burke. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Dan Burke. Dan Burke is president of the Montana affiliate and a member of the NFB Board of Directors. He works at the University of Montana's Disability Services for Students in Missoula and enjoys the outdoors, puttering around what he refers to as his ramshackle house and reading poetry. This is a holiday favorite that he concocted himself and shares only with family and the closest of friends. Ingredients: 3 eggs, 1 cup salad oil, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1 cup firmly packed brown sugar, 3 teaspoons maple or vanilla extract, 1 pound can, 2 cups cooked pumpkin, 2½ cups flour, 1/2 cup toasted wheat germ or another half cup flour, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 2 teaspoons salt, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon each of any combination of 3 of the following: grated nutmeg, ground cloves, ground cinnamon, ground allspice, or ground cardamom. 1 cup nuts, finely chopped, optional. 2 cups, half a bag, fresh cranberries. You can substitute frozen or dried cranberries. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease and flour 2 9x5-inch baking pans. Stir together flour, wheat germ, baking soda, salt, baking powder, spices, and nuts until thoroughly blended. Set aside. In a second bowl, beat eggs until frothy. Add oil, sugars, and maple or vanilla extract. Continue beating until mixture is thick and foamy. Add pumpkin and beat to incorporate. Gently stir dry ingredients into pumpkin mixture just until blended. Then fold in cranberries. Spoon batter evenly into 2 pans. Bake for 1 hour or until a toothpick comes out clean when inserted in center. Cornmeal Muffins by Cindy Letcher. Cindy Letcher serves on the Montana board and has just moved to Missoula. She hails from the wild northwest corner of Montana and enjoys walking, hiking, swimming, camping, and spending time with family and friends. She graduated from Blind Inc. in Minnesota in August. These are 2 of the recipes she put together as part of her training program. Ingredients: 2 cups cake or all-purpose flour, 1 cup yellow cornmeal, 1½ teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1½ teaspoon salt, 2 large eggs, 3/4 cup sugar, 1/4 cup butter, melted, 3/4 cup sour cream, 1/2 cup milk. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Place rack in center position in oven. Sift together flour, cornmeal, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. Whisk eggs. Add sugar to eggs, whisking vigorously for 30 seconds. Add melted butter by thirds, whisking in each addition. Add half the sour cream and milk and whisk. Add remainder of both and whisk well. Then pour wet ingredients into the dry. Mix gently with a rubber spatula until just combined. Divide batter among 12 buttered muffin cups or using paper liners in the muffin tins. Bake about 18 minutes, until muffins are light golden brown and toothpick inserted in center comes out clean. Cool in pan for 5 minutes, then on rack for 5 minutes. Serve warm. Broccoli Cauliflower Salad by Cindy Letcher. Ingredients: 1 bunch broccoli, florets only, half head cauliflower, cut in bite-sized pieces, 10 slices bacon, fried crisp and crumbled, 2/3 cup green grapes, 1/2 cup green onions, chopped, 1/4 cup sunflower seeds, toasted, 1 cup Miracle Whip, 1/3 cup sugar, 3 tablespoons tarragon vinegar. Method: in large bowl combine broccoli, cauliflower, bacon, grapes, onions, and sunflower seeds. In small bowl combine Miracle Whip, sugar, and vinegar, mixing well. Pour dressing over salad and toss. Refrigerate for up to 8 hours, best if used soon after mixing to maintain crispness. Carrot Cake by Beth Underwood. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Beth Underwood. Beth Underwood lives in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana and is an officer in the Missoula chapter. She is founder and director of Camp Eureka. A teacher by profession, she currently serves as education director of the Montana Conservation Science Institute. She enjoys hiking and backpacking with her husband, Jack. She grew up on a farm in Michigan. This recipe is about 50 years old and comes from the kitchen of Wilma Hoover in Michigan, who loves to cook and create wholesome, delicious dishes. Ingredients: 2 cups sifted flour, 3 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon grated nutmeg, 1 teaspoon ground cloves, 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1 cup vegetable oil, 2 cups packed brown sugar, 4 eggs, 3 cups grated carrots, 1 cup nuts chopped, 1 cup raisins, 1 small can crushed pineapple, drained. Powdered milk, wheat germ, or nutritional yeast for added health benefits, optional. Method: sift dry ingredients together and set aside. In a large bowl using an electric mixer, beat together oil and sugar. Alternately, beat in flour mixture and eggs. Blend together until smooth. Fold in grated carrots, chopped nuts, raisins, and drained crushed pineapple. At this point, you may also add powdered milk, wheat germ, or nutritional yeast. Pour batter into a greased and floured 10-inch tube pan. Bake in a preheated 325-degree oven for 1 hour and 25 minutes. Cool upright in pan on a rack. Remove from pan, slice in halves or thirds horizontally, and spread one of the following icings on the top cut surfaces. Reassemble cake and frost top and sides. Ingredients for cream cheese frosting: 1 stick, 1/2 cup, butter, 8 ounces cream cheese, about 1 pound powdered sugar, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract. Method: cream together all ingredients, using enough sugar to make mixture a good spreading consistency. Ingredients for orange glaze: 1 cup sugar, 1/4 cup cornstarch, 1 cup fresh orange juice, 1 teaspoon lemon juice, 2 tablespoons butter, 2 teaspoons orange zest, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Method: combine sugar, cornstarch, and salt and mix well. Add juices and stir to dissolve completely. Add butter and zest. Cook slowly, stirring constantly until mixture is thick. Cool completely before frosting cake layers, top, and sides. Sloppy Joe's, Easy and Delicious, by Beth Underwood. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1 cup breadcrumbs, 1/2 cup milk, 1 medium onion, chopped, 1/2 teaspoon salt, dash pepper, 1 clove garlic, crushed, or garlic powder to taste, 1/4 cup Worcestershire sauce, 2 tablespoons vinegar, 1/4 cup sugar, 1 cup catsup, 1 rib celery with leaves, optional. Method: brown the ground beef and drain any fat. Add remaining ingredients and cook over medium heat, stirring frequently, until vegetables are done and mixture is of desired consistency for serving on buns.